This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, so the sterling, the British sterling, surges. That's their monetary asset, like ours is the dollar, right? Fiat money, we got a dollar, we got a $20 bill, we got dollars. They've got sterlings. The sterling surges as Boris Johnson's Conservative Party is projected to win in a landslide. He just won a seat that Labour has held. Labour is the, you know, their version, the United Kingdom's version of the Liberal Democratic Party. Labour's held the seat since 1950. 1950. To 60, to 70, to 80, to 90. So you're talking about 70 years. And we won the seat. We, meaning conservatives in England. I shouldn't take credit. It's not me. But I love conservatives all over the world. I love conservatives in Hungary. I love conservatives in Brazil. I rooted for the conservative in Canada. I always liked Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel. And, of course, I'm a Trump man in the United States of America. Conservatives are great all over the world. And so it's a canary in a coal mine. Whatever happens in England, first was Thatcher, then it was Reagan. First it was Brexit, then it was Trump. And now it's Boris Johnson in a landslide. I believe now it'll be Trump in a landslide. And liberals have got to be sick to their stomach, sick to their stomach. And so another victory. And as I said before the break, it's not just the conservative beating a liberal in England. It's the fact that Boris Johnson is a Trump clone and he beat a liberal who is exactly, and when I say exactly, I mean exactly like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Bernie Sanders, and Elizabeth Warren, if you merge them all. Believes in the Green New Deal. Why is my light coming on here? Sorry, folks. He believes in the Green New Deal. He believes in welfare for everyone, illegal immigration for everyone. All the things. Oh, Medicare for all, of course. In England, they all have nationalized health care, just like in Canada, just like in many countries all over the world, socialized medicine. And, of course, they believe in that, and their system is dying. Their medical system is a disaster. You know, I think back to February of this year. Do you guys remember watching the show that I had kidney stones and I was away for 2 days for kidney stone surgery? And you realize I got it in mid-January and by the third week of February I was being operated on. And I got over the surgery in 3 days and came back on the air. Had a surgery on a Thursday, took off Friday, on the, Thursday and Friday on this show, Saturday, Sunday, and by Monday morning was feeling so much better I did the show Monday afternoon. So I only missed two shows and it only took me 3 days after the Thursday surgery to get better. Because we have great surgeons in America. And because we have a system where I choose the doctors and I choose the insurance and I choose the hospital. And I got it all done in a month. And if you were in England, it would have taken 6 months to a year. Because it's not considered life or death. It's not cancer. It's not brain surgery. It's not a stroke. It's not a heart attack. Kidney stones are something you can live with in low-level pain, they would say, for 6 months or 8 months or a year till they could get you in to see a specialist, and then maybe another 6 months till they arrange the surgery. And maybe they don't even do the surgery because the surgery is expensive and the country doesn't want to pay for a surgery. They want to pay for cheap pills. My doctor told me if we give you cheap pills for kidney stones, you are going to be in such pain when it comes out, it'll be like razor blades coming out of that area of your body. So he said, we got to do the surgery because you won't be able to take the pain and you'll wind up in an emergency room screaming and the blood will be everywhere. So I was lucky enough to be in the United States of America and I had a surgery quickly and I had the best doctors that I chose and I was back on the air in days. It got so bad towards the end of the month when I finally had the surgery that if I was in England and I waited 6 months or 8 months or a year, I would have been off the air for a year. I would have lost my TV and I would have lost my job. And that would have been the end of Wayne Root. because you couldn't do this show any further with the pain from the kidney stones. And thank God I live in America. So here you have a British politician, Jeremy Corbyn, who's an exact replica of everything the Liberal Democrats want to do in the United States if they were to win in 2020. And the people of England handed him his head. They handed him his head on a chopping block, and they voted in a landslide for Boris Johnson. Isn't that wonderful? That's wonderful. And the United States is always more conservative than any other country in the world. You know, we believe in the Constitution. We believe in Judeo-Christian values. And we believe in a strong, secure border much more than any other country in Europe. So it was a win for us. Believe me, it's a win for Trump. All right? So now let me tell you a little bit about last night. I was, in fact, invited to the White House, personal invitation by the president. I was invited to the White House Hanukkah party last night. I did spend my time with, I don't know, about a crowd of, I'd say, just a guesstimate, about 250, 300 of the most Republican Jews in the United States of America who love President Trump. And it was great because you always hear the press say, you know, Jewish vote is all liberal. But it's not all liberal. There's a lot of Republican Jews out there. They're just quiet. Just like everybody else is quiet. You shut your mouth at college. You shut your mouth in a government building. You shut your mouth at the office cooler. But you whisper, Trump, Trump. And that's what I felt like last night. I was around my fellow Jewish people, and they were for President Trump, and they love President Trump. And I met some wonderful people. I was had a chance to spend a little bit of time saying hi to Sheldon Adelson and his wonderful wife, Miriam Adelson, who are the biggest Republican donors in the United States of America, Jewish, huge pro-Israel. She was born in Israel and married Sheldon Adelson. And Sheldon Adelson is the most pro-Israel guy in the United States of America and has donated more money and more resources to Israel than any American, I would guess, ever. And more resources and money to the Republican Party than maybe any American ever. And owns the Venetian Hotel here in Las Vegas, and the Palazzo Hotel in Las Vegas, and the Sands Hotel in Singapore, and quite a few other casino hotels all around the world. Casino magnate, Jewish, American, Republican, conservative, pro-Israel. Had a chance to say hi to Sheldon. Had a chance to spend some time with Mark Levin. I'll actually put the pictures on tomorrow's show. Remember, I just got back a couple hours ago. But I'll send the pictures to the crew at Newsmax. We'll have some pictures from our night show. But I was there with my fiance, Cindy Parker, and we had a great time. Cindy was the most beautiful woman in the entire White House, probably tied with Melania. Cindy and Melania were right up there. Every guy in the place, every woman in the place stopped to tell Cindy how beautiful she was. Quite amazing. And I had a chance to spend some time with Mark Levin. And it's great to have two Jewish conservative Republican warriors, talk show hosts together in the same place at the same time, supporting President Trump. I thought that was really cool. The only thing missing would have been Michael Savage, Dennis Prager, and maybe Ben Shapiro. It would have been five, all in one place. But I did see Mark Levin. I did see Sheldon Adelson. I did have a dinner with Chris Ruddy, the owner and founder and chairman of the board of Newsmax TV, my boss. Chris Ruddy had dinner with me and Cindy and several other friends of ours, my great friend Lee and his wife Erica. And so it was a great night, for America. I came home with some presidential cufflinks, White House cufflinks given to me by the White House of the United States of America. Had a chance to see President Trump not just talk about politics, but announce while I was there that he was signing this new, wonderful, powerful statement, an executive order that goes above Congress's head and says that Judaism is not a religion anymore. It's not just a religion. It is a race and a nationality. And if you attack it, if a college lets Judaism be attacked on campus, we will cut off federal funding to that college. Now, I would challenge President Trump to something. Fantastic. Love it. One of the best things you've ever done. I was right about everything. I was the guy who wrote in Fox News 3 or 4 days after you won the election. I wrote that we've just elected a column. We've just elected our first Jewish president. I said, he'll do so many great things for the Jews that he will be considered the first Jewish president by the time he's done. And I was exactly right. And funny enough, Mark Levin quickly got up at the event last night and said, you're our first Jewish president. I got to laugh because I love Mark. And by the way, he was very nice to me. We'd never met before. And he was so gracious and we got along fantastic. And I met his wife and that was all great. But Mark, I'm the guy who coined that phrase. I wrote the column 3 days after he was elected. We just elected the first Jewish president. I'm glad all of you are figuring that out now. So it's good that Mark agrees with me. It's great. And I'm the guy who said he's the king of the Jews. He's the best thing that ever happened to the Jewish people in world history, the best leader for the Jewish people. Well, now we're going to cut off federal funding if colleges allow hate speech against Jews and against Israel. I think that's fantastic. That's wonderful. But I will challenge President Trump. If you can use an executive order to say that you can cut off funding to colleges if there's something that you think is wrong, then why can't you issue an executive order that says you could cut off all federal funding to cities and counties and states that are sanctuary cities and sanctuary counties and sanctuary states? Anyone who protects illegals that is willing to break the law and violate the Constitution of the United States has to, all their funding has to be cut off by the federal government. It seems to me it's a perfect match. You're in control of federal funding and you can control whether it gets cut off from colleges if they do the wrong thing. Then it's time to cut off the funding to every city that's a sanctuary city in this country. And by the way, you should also be arresting the politicians who run those cities, who are running sanctuary cities. They know it. They're protecting illegal aliens and they're protecting felons, and they need to be literally put on trial. They're breaking the law of the United States of America. If I break the law, do I go on trial? Of course I do. Of course they can come after me if I break the law. Anybody who breaks the law, they should come after you. No man's bigger than the law. No woman's bigger than the law of the United States of America. Some other people I had a chance to hang out with yesterday. Eric Bolling, good friend of mine, former Fox News, now with Sinclair Broadcasting. Adam Laxalt, who ran for governor of the great state of Nevada. We spent a long time sharing our philosophy on Republican politics in Nevada. And Adam Gates, who I think is fast becoming the star of Republican United States Congress. He's doing a great job in these impeachment hearings. Great job. Great job, Mr. Gates. Matt Gaetz, big star. And I had a chance to actually, they had a camera crew recording us talking about this impeachment sham and this witch hunt and how I believe the American people are going to hand a landslide to President Trump. Matt Gaetz and I discussed that on camera yesterday in the lobby of the Trump Hotel. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. The root's on fire. Actually, it's Trump who's on fire. But my predictions are on fire because I'm the guy who said Trump will be the greatest president maybe ever. Certainly the greatest conservative president ever. And he'd make the economy hum like nothing since Reagan. And it's true. And eventually he'd be better than Reagan. And it's true. And he'd name more judges and more Supreme Court judges. And it's true. And he'd make the stock market soar. And it's true. And he'd bring manufacturing back. And it's true. The list is long. He'd make our energy industry number one in the world. And it's true. I made all those predictions October of 16, before he was elected, when no one thought he could ever be elected. And I gave a speech. By the way, it was a poorly attended speech at the Money Show in Dallas, because the speech was how Trump's going to turn America into the most prosperous nation in the world again and create a Reagan-like economy. And you had to assume he was going to win, or there was no point in listening to my speech, right? So the room was half empty. The room had like room for 500. I had 250 there because nobody, they were laughing when I kept saying, this is what Trump's going to do. Manufacturing, millions of new jobs. He's going to turn around the entire Obama economy. America's going to be great again. Stock market's going to fly. People must have thought I was nuts. But even if they thought he could do those things, none of them but me thought he'd win. Here is a letter from a fan of the show, Ron. Ron says, I heard you, this just came in moments ago. I heard you just say on TV, Trump's the greatest president ever. Before he was even elected, I told my neighbor he would be ranked number two or three ever. Hard to beat Lincoln, and I would say hard to beat Washington and Lincoln. But he has saved capitalism, and all his other accomplishments are stunning. So I agree, he will be the greatest president ever. After he's been in office for 8 years, conservatives will be shocked by his accomplishments. Now, thank you, Ron, but I'm honest enough to admit, I think he's going to be ranked as the greatest conservative president ever. I don't know that he's going to be ranked as the greatest president ever, because to liberals, everything that I think is great and you think is great is horrible. So to them, he's the worst president ever. But to me, to conservatives, he is the greatest president ever. So here's an example. Trump reaches milestone as the 50th federal appeals court judge is confirmed. So Trump is now, I think he's at 175, 180 federal judges he's appointed have been confirmed, and now 50 federal appeals judges confirmed. He is changing the entire court system, judiciary of the United States of America like no one has ever done. This was not the, the obsession of George W. Bush. I don't know why. Or maybe the chips just fell in a certain way, that there were more openings than ever. Maybe a lot of these judges were appointed by Bill Clinton, and they got old, and they all retired during Trump's day. So he got more numbers than anybody ever. Or maybe he's just pushing harder and faster than anybody ever. Because that's Trump. That's me. We're New Yorkers. You know, that there's a reason why they call it a New York Minute. You know what a New York Minute is? It's about 40 seconds. Everything is faster in New York. You know, I want my meal. I want my eggs. I got to go. I'm on the run. Come on. Come on, you're not going to get a tip if I don't get it in the next 5 minutes. That's New York, whether you like it or not. You know, I realize most of my audience is not in New York. Matter of fact, I would say 90% of my audience is working class, middle class America on Newsmax TV, working class, middle class America in the Midwest and in the South. That's where my audience is. That's where, because I get your letters. Most of you are not New Yorkers. And so maybe you don't understand that philosophy, but it's the way it is. If you're born in New York, I swear to you, you got to do everything. Every minute is 30, 40 seconds. If you want to get things done, it's got to be done fast or you're going to be run over by the herd. And so Trump and I get things done quick. I have no patience at all. Trump has no patience. So he's pushing through the judges at a speed no one's ever seen. And I give credit to a guy I never liked, and I've said bad things about him. I never liked Mitch McConnell against Obama. I thought he did a terrible job against Obama. I thought he let Obama roll over him. But with Trump, Mitch McConnell's turned around. Trump has made everybody around him better. Mitch McConnell's done a great job confirming judges. Great job. Congratulations, Mitch McConnell. And Mitch McConnell has now said, as of today, he's going to acquit Trump in 5 minutes flat in a New York Minute. I mean, they're just going to, like, bang the gavel. The Senate will be on. Impeachment hearing. Acquit, acquit, acquit. It's over. Acquitted on all charges. Just like that. More Trump news. Trump's Space Force officially launched a new defense bill. That's great. It's passed. It passed a massive and unprecedented $738 billion in a nearly united Republican vote, which also included over 180 House Democrats. Wow, $22 billion spending increase for the Pentagon, and it includes Trump's new Space Force. And I've always said, you want to inspire Americans and make America great, you got to go to Mars. You got to go to Venus. You got to go to Pluto. I don't care where you got to go. You got to set new frontiers. We already been to the moon, but I don't mind going to the moon again, too. But that's what makes us great. Kennedy set that goal, and we achieved it in 69 under Nixon. We went to the moon. Let's go to the whole universe under Trump.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is not going to shut down before Christmas. Top lawmakers say they've reached a tentative agreement on federal government spending, giving Congress and the White House about a week to work out the particulars before funding runs out on December 20th. As the House Judiciary Committee debates articles of impeachment against President Trump, Republican Congressman Steve Shabbat of Ohio reminds us,
200 years, our nation's history, we had one impeachment, Andrew Johnson, for 200 years. And now in less than 50 years, we're on our third, which is really unfortunate, I believe. I think they're lowering the bar. They're making this too routine. And I think that's very dangerous.
A U.S. trade deal with China has been agreed to in principle. The handshake deal still needs to be approved by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know, what Trump has done for black unemployment, what Trump has done for Latino unemployment, what Trump has done for people of color unemployment, what Trump has done for female unemployment, I'm sure what Trump has done for gay unemployment if they measured it, for Muslim unemployment if they measured it. The guy is amazing. If he's a racist, he must be the worst racist in the history of mankind. He's a reverse racist. Whatever he does helps black people and people of color. This guy's fantastic. And by the way, today Trump said he supports paid family leave. Well, every woman in America should thank him. By the way, Democrat, especially Jewish Democrats, are thanking Trump for this new executive order that says he's going to take federal funding away from colleges if they dare to allow basically hate speech, prejudice against Jewish students and against Judaism, which is now officially no longer just a religion, but Trump's declared it a race and a nationality. How wonderful. What a breath of fresh air. This guy's great. And that leads me up to my guest, because we're right in that alley. That's what we're going to be talking about, is Trump and minorities and what Trump has done for black America. James Golden Bo Snerdly, he's known as Bo Snerdly, for those of you who listen to the Rush Limbaugh show, which would probably be every single one of you, because Rush has every conservative in America listening, so probably every single person who watches the Wayne Allyn show on Newsmax TV or listens to my show on USA Radio also listens to Rush Limbaugh. I'm sure the huge majority of you do. And Bo Snerdly is the senior executive producer for the Rush Limbaugh program for over 20 years. He happens to be African-American. He started a new PAC, basically for black Americans who want to support Trump. It's called NewJourneyPAC.org. NewJourneyPAC.org. His real name is James Golden, as opposed to Bo Snerdly. So I think I could call you James, not Bo. Is that right?
You can call me whatever you want to call me, man. How you
doing? Well, I'll call you James. I'll call you James.
Okay.
So, James, you're on with Wayne Root, otherwise known as War, and it's an honor to have you on. Thank you for all you've done for Rush Limbaugh, because Rush Limbaugh has done great things for America. So I owe you, and we all owe you, a debt of gratitude. Thank you, my man.
Oh, man, you're very, very kind. Thank you very much. And Rush has done amazing things for this country.
So, listen, I'm a very different kind of conservative. You never met a conservative like me. I'm like a Howard Stern, because if you know Howard Stern's background, I have the same background as him. I'm a Jewish kid, a skinny Jewish kid who grew up in a black town and went to an all-black high school and got beat up day and night, day and night, day and night, until I learned how to fight and won the respect of all my black friends. And from that point on, I got along fantastic. And so my whole background was hanging out and playing basketball, football, with nothing but black kids. I went to Mount Vernon High School in Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. And to this day, I think we've won 20 of the last 25 New York State basketball championships. It is an all-black school, and it was Wayne Root as the only white kid there. So I love black people, and I think we should be getting their votes. And I want to go after their votes. Okay? Is that a good thing, James?
It's a wonderful thing. And by the way, I know where Mount Vernon High School is. I went to Andrew Jackson on the Queens side, okay?
Got it. Okay.
And we had one white kid in our school, by the way, too. And he and everybody got along with. So they loved anyway.
They all got along with me after they first tortured me, James. I just want you to know. And that's just because that's the way life is when you're a kid. Whoever's in the minority gets picked on. It was no big deal. I had to learn how to fight, and they taught me great lessons, and they made me who I am today. I'm a tough guy because I learned how to fight. And so I'm like Trump. I fight back, man, you know?
And they pick on, it's not just skin color. They pick on whoever they think is weak.
Exactly.
Until you prove them not.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
But
all
right,
here's my point. James Golden, otherwise known as Bo Snerdly, you have created this New Journey PAC. Tell everybody what it's about, what's your goal, why did you start the New Journey PAC, and how could people find the New Journey PAC if they want to contribute?
Okay. Number one, newjourneypac.org. That's one place you can find it. We also have a very easy web destination to remember, MAGA.black. If you go to MAGA.black, you can reach us too.
I love it.
You can, by the way, pick up a cool black MAGA hat, which is just really awesome. But let me tell you about
that. That is very cool. I love that. I got to tell you, that's very smart, very creative. and I think it'll get attract a lot of attention. I'm sure I'm one of 300 different interviews you're going to do over the next few weeks. Everybody must be talking about this on the conservative side. We all, look, we're not racist. We want black people in the tent, man. I want them in the tent. I want Latinos in the tent. I want women in the tent. I want gays in the tent. Everybody benefits from Trump. Let me ask you something, James. What has Trump done bad to the black community? Last I checked, I think he's done some really great things to the black community, right?
Well, that's one of the things that we're focusing on. Look, under this president, in the first 18 months of his administration, the number of black entrepreneurs in America jumped, get ready, by 400%.
Wow.
There was a 400% increase.
That's great.
And the number of black Americans who felt conditions were right for them to at least start their own business. Now you have record unemployment, unemployment among black people, among Hispanic people, which means that in our entire country's history, there are more Americans working now than ever before. Black, white, Asian, whoever.
Jewish, don't forget my Jewish people, don't forget them.
Right, we have more black, we have more people working than ever before. When you also look at what this president has done, trying to bring about reform in the judicial system, the immigration system.
Correct.
What he's done in terms of trade. And by the way, it looks like we're going to have a trade deal pretty
soon. Yes, it does.
And
looks
everyone
like
else in our lifetime, every other president has been scared to deal with China, not this president. And look where our economy is. They told us we'd be in a recession. We're not. Our economy is going gangbusters.
And by the way, did you hear the latest news? It looks like Boris Johnson has won in a landslide. He literally kicked the butt of Jeremy Corbyn over in England, the Labour Party, who had the exact same views as Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and AOC, and he wanted the Green New Deal and open borders, and England should let everyone in and give everybody welfare and spend, and tax, and they've handed him, it appears, a gigantic victory, and the Liberal a gigantic landslide loss, the worst since Margaret Thatcher thumped whoever she ran against, whose name doesn't even exist anymore. I don't even know who she beat, right? So he's a Trump, and he just beat their version of Bernie Sanders to a pulp. Good news. Precursor of what's going to happen next November. Does Rush say what I'm saying? I've been saying for a year now Trump's going to win an electoral landslide, and I think even a pretty wide popular vote win as well. Does Rush say that?
Rush says what Rush says. He is obviously thinking that Donald Trump is going to win this election, and he says it in his way, and you say in yours.
All right.
It's all good.
All right, all good. We love Rush.
You asked me earlier, though, Wayne, what we're about, what our objectives are.
Yes.
Let me tell you what our objectives are. The first thing we want to do is elect more black conservatives to federal and statewide offices so we have a different perspective.
Love it.
We are going to very vigorously defend this president and his record because it has been astounding for black Americans and for all Americans. We are going to very vigorously work toward the re-election of conservatives in battleground states. We are also standing ready to defend our conservative media figures when they come under attack with these false racial attacks that Democrats and liberals use to go after their advertisers and try to silence them. Long-term, Wayne, what our long-term objective is, we're not going to go dark after, no pun intended, after the election season is over. We are going to stay operational so that we can message throughout the year. But our long-term goal is to place offices in every blue city in America so that we can demonstrate who we conservatives are inside these neighborhoods, that we are here to help, to be of assistance, to demonstrate that we want every American to share their birthright of being an American, which is to share in the American dream, prosperity, freedom, liberty, along with the personal responsibility it takes to get there. That's what we're about.
We're talking to James Golden, otherwise known as Bo Snerdly, the executive producer for over 20 years with Rush Limbaugh. I just got back from the White House. You know, I was at the White House Hanukkah party last night with President Trump and Mark Levin, by the way. And I just got back a couple hours ago before the show started, just touched down in Las Vegas, flew back 3,000 miles, did that round trip in basically 36 hours, and I'm exhausted, so excuse me, my voice is starting to go a little bit out. But we're with James Golden, otherwise known as Bo Snerdly, and I got to tell you, James, I have an executive producer, Andrew Paul, and an associate producer as well, Chris O'Sullivan, and both of them are very well-spoken, both very bright, both very creative guys. And I always wonder, you know, why is it me on the air? It should be them. And I say the same thing with you. As great as Rush is, you're good, man. You're really good. Maybe you should have your own show.
Man, let me tell you something. Rush is the most amazing broadcast. And I say this, and I don't mean to offend anybody else in this business at all. But I've been in radio since I was a kid. Right?
Hey, James, wait, I got to interrupt. Do me one favor. Because we're going to a break, and I got to mention my sponsor real quick. Can you hang through the break and just be there on the other side? We'll talk some more. So hold on for a second. We're with a guy otherwise known as Bo Snerdly on the Rush Limbaugh Show, EP, executive producer, senior executive producer, 20-plus years with Rush. His real name is James Golden. His pack is called New Journey Pack, and you can find him at newjourneypack.org, newjourneypack.org, or MAGA.black. In the meantime, we'll be right back with him. I want to mention my sponsor. If you have thinning hair, this guy is the main man, as in M-A-N-E, get it? Main man of Las Vegas and the country. People fly in from all over the United States. He turns your thinning hair into thick hair, makes you feel young again, makes you look great again. His name is Dr. Joseph Williams. His website, vacationrestoration.com. His message, right now. Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Hey, welcome back, Wayne Allen Root. Exhausted, fresh off an airplane, just back from Washington, D.C. Had a chance to spend some time yesterday at the White House for the White House Hanukkah party around, believe it or not, conservative Republican Jews, and there are lots of them who love President Trump. The media will never tell you that. Too many Jews whisper, I love Trump. You know, just like everybody else, I whisper, I love Trump. But nobody wants to say it out loud. The only guy who says it out loud, the only Jew in America, Mark Levin, Wayne Root, and Michael Savage are kind of the only ones who say it out loud every day on national radio, or in my case, national TV as well. We've got a great guest, a holdover guest. I think this is the first time I've ever done a holdover guest on Newsmax TV. He's that good. I love this guy. James Golden is known as Bo Snerdly, senior executive producer for over 20 years for the one and only Rush Limbaugh. You know, look, I'm a conservative talk show host because of Rush Limbaugh. He's the guy that inspired me to become a conservative host. I don't know if you know this, James, but I was a pretty famous guy in a different field. Everyone always asked me, do you know that other guy with the same name, Wayne Root, who was the big sports gambler? And I say, no, it's not another guy. It's me. I was the number one sports odds maker in America and gambler
that
in America.
Was you?
Yeah, I got a star on the Vegas Walk of Stars for being the number one king of Las Vegas sports gambling. But no one ever knew my dream in life was I loved conservative politics, and I loved Reagan and Goldwater, and I wanted to be a talk show host like Rush Limbaugh. So I went to Los Angeles. I looked up who the guy was that was like the man who found Rush Limbaugh. And he was the president of Premier Radio Network, Craig Kitchen. And I got him to give me an audition. And I said, I want to be the next Rush. And this was 1997. And Craig Kitchen said, I'm actually impressed. I can't believe you really are as good as you say you are. You're good. But I can't make you a talk show host when you're a sports gambler and you've never been on radio 1 minute in your life talking politics. You're going to have to go start somewhere else, and then I'll reexamine. So I didn't get the job in 97, but I wound up sticking with that dream for many years. And about 4 years ago, I wound up with my first show in Vegas, and then it became nationally syndicated by USA Radio. And then Newsmax picked me up a year later on TV, and now we're in 80 million homes, so the rest is history. But Rush is the guy that inspired me. He was my hero. He's the reason I'm in this business now. So please convey that to Rush. Thank you, thank you, thank you to both of you for putting me where I am today.
Well, I will convey that. And what I was going to say before the break, you know, Rush is the most amazing broadcaster I have ever had the privilege, pleasure, and blessing of working with in my life. He's not just an amazing human being. As a broadcaster, if you're a broadcaster, you know what it is in this industry. But let's just start with one fact. When Rush came on the air with it, when his nationally syndicated show started, there were 1,200 talk radio stations across America. 1,200 radio stations doing the talk format. Today, there are over 12,000.
Wow.
Okay. And
he's been number one the whole time. I mean, that's impossible.
Yep.
And he's been number one the whole time. Amazing.
I know. For 30 years. And his audience is still growing. He's an amazing guy. By the way, so is Craig Kitchen.
I love Craig. Craig's been kind of a mentor to me. And Mark Levin, who I was hanging out with at the White House last night. Great guy. So is Michael Savage. Him and I have had a lot of talks on the phone. Good guy. These are all guys that have helped my career and inspired my career. But Rush is number one by everybody's standard, has to be said. And you've been his EP, executive producer, for 20 years. And who imagined at home that his EP, the guy behind the scenes that runs the show, is actually an African-American? Most people wouldn't know that.
Rush runs his show. As he calls us, we are the overrated staff, okay? He runs his show. Now, when he's away, I get a chance to produce. But let me say, Rush is his own producer, really. And he is. I'm telling you, this guy is the most amazing talent that you could ever hope to work around. If you're in broadcast industry and you're a producer, it's like going to heaven. And I still sit there, and I'm amazed behind the scenes. You know, I've been with him close to 30 years, and I'm amazed at the things he's able to do as a broadcaster.
And
so
by the way,
he's giving me an opportunity to say that.
And by the way, he used to do it in New York, so I assume you used to do it in New York with him, and then he moved to Palm Beach.
Yes,
and you moved to Palm Beach with him. So that's a good thing for you, too. Look, get out of those taxes of New York and that crappy weather and the traffic and go to beautiful Palm Beach. My God. James Golden, that's a good thing. Rush did a good thing for you, huh?
Absolutely. The whole experience is just
I love Palm Beach. All right, listen,
we
got
to
run. I may join you one of these days. I love Palm Beach, so we'll see. It's my favorite place outside of Las Vegas where I live.
NewJourneyPack.org
or NewJourneyPack.org or MAGA.black, correct?
Yep, MAGA.black.
MAGA.black, NewJourneyPack.org. James Golden, we love you and appreciate you, man.
Love you too, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Come on the show anytime. Come back when there's a good issue that you want to talk about. Make sure you contact me. Let's have you on again, okay? Great to have you on. All right, and as we leave tonight, first of all, I always thank the cops. Always thank the military. Always thank the veterans. Love you. Appreciate your sacrifices. You are America. You are what made and make America great and will continue to make it great forevermore. You are the greatest people. Last night at the White House, all I saw was military, Secret Service, law enforcement, good law enforcement dogs. I love those police dogs. God, I'm a sucker for great dogs. In any case, Wayne Allyn, have yourself a great night. I want to mention the sponsor of this show, My Doctor Suggests. This is cold and flu season and silver. They've got alkaline structured silver, a very unique product. It destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. It may be the perfect product for you to defeat colds and flu and 1,000 other things. It's been great for me. The message is coming on right now from My Doctor Suggests. Love these guys. See you tomorrow.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.